your source for everything paranormal, Parax.
Throughout the ages, history has been altered by word of mouth and the misrepresentation of those who might not have been present when some of the world's most significant events took place. Channelers Barry and Connie Strom bring through the spirits of those who actually witnessed or took part in these historical events and lets them tell their stories in their own words. Welcome to Channeling History. And now, here are your hosts, Barry and Connie Strom.
Thank you for tuning in to Channeling History. We're brought to you every week on Sundays by the Parax Radio Network, and we are the only show where we speak to guests that have passed. I'm Barry Strom, your host, and I'll be doing the channeling tonight.
I'm Connie Strom, your co-host. Tonight, we'll be channeling the energy of Archangel Michael. We have prepared questions for our guest tonight, but I hope that those of you in the chat room will give us some questions as well. This is a unique opportunity to ask questions of an angel.
We always try to give a small disclaimer when we begin the show, although when you're channeling an archangel, it's probably not necessary. But anyway, the opinions or statements voiced on our show are the channeled words of the spirits and do not necessarily reflect our opinions, those of the Parax Network, our affiliates, or our sponsors.
If you've listened to our show, you know that Channeling History is very different from other shows. We only speak with spirits that have contributed to historic events, were famous or angelic energies. So far, we have interviewed famous individuals such as Ben Franklin, Robin Williams, Princess Diana, Billy the Kid, and others. All of our previous shows are available on our YouTube channel. Last week, we interviewed the soul of William Shakespeare, or as he told us, we could call him Will. He told us about life in England during the reign of Queen Elizabeth, his works, and even spoke of destroying the reputation of King Richard III. When Barry channels tonight, he will be speaking the words of one of the most important archangels, Michael. When he channels, he remembers very little of what he says. He will make an occasional mistake, as channeling is not an exact science. We do our best to bring you the messages of our guests as accurately as possible.
In our future shows, we'd like to interview spirits as recommended by our listeners. Please submit suggestions for future shows or questions for our spirit guests to our email, which is channelinghistoryonparax@gmail.com. That's channelinghistoryonparax@gmail.com.
When we begin our channeling tonight, I will ask the questions and Barry will answer them in the words of Michael. In the future, we plan to bring you more very interesting historic figures and archangels. Next week, we will be channeling Alexander the Great.
If you listen to any of our shows, you know that before we channel, we always say a prayer of protection. There's a lot of evil out there, and we want to make sure that we're protected when we open the channel to the other side. So Connie will now say the prayer, and then we'll begin to channel with the angelic energy of Michael.
God, please grant us your wisdom and protection. Grant us the knowledge that we can handle and keep us safe from all things that will harm us. Keep the messages positive and pure love. Keep us safe from our egos. We ask these things in the light of the seen, the unseen, and the honesty of God. Amen.
Thank you, Connie. So let's get started with our archangel.
Okay, Michael, would you like to begin with a message?
Yes, I would. Tonight is a very special night because I'm given the opportunity to speak to people who generally cannot hear my words. It is true that angels are all around and that many can communicate with them. But tonight should be very interesting. I know that the questions that you have prepared will be very good for the people to hear. I also hope that the people in the chat room will feel free to ask me questions as well. So tonight, I want you to know that I will be speaking as a true ambassador of all of us that are here trying to guide humans from heaven. So, Connie, if you would like to begin with your questions, I am here to answer them.
Thank you. What would you tell individuals that believe we cannot possibly be channeling with an archangel?
I would tell those individuals that they need to have faith and believe in the powers of God and all of his emissaries. With God, anything is possible. It is possible for you to be hearing me tonight, and I know that Jesus himself has come to you many times and has brought you messages. As you hear me speak tonight, it may be possible for you to also feel my energy. I'm going to try to have my energy with as many folks as possible. So those of you that are listening, have an open mind, and if you feel this, shall we say, a warm energy or see light, then you will know that I am truly with you as well.
Okay, why did God create angels?
God created angels so that there would be many spirits or energies to help the souls that are walking the earth or walking other planets. Keep in mind that there are angels on other planets as well. God, even though he has this incredible energy, knows that human souls will need much help. That is why human souls have spirit guides. Those guides can call on angels to assist them as well. Angels have very important functions. They reinforce the guidance that is given to you by your spirit guides. They can also give direction on their own. I know when people pray to us, we try to intercede and see if those prayers can be answered. So angels are truly God's energies. Think of them as an army of helpers for God.
Okay, did you help in the creation of the universe?
When God created the universe, he created our energies as well. It was a combination of multiple gods that got together, combined their energies, and formed the universe billions of years ago. When the universe was formed, the gods created the soul energies, and they created the angelic energies as well.
Okay. Can you explain to us exactly what an angel is?
An angel is a special type of energy. It can take many forms. It is an energy that is very close to the energy of God. There are many different types of angels. There are angels such as Azrael that will help with the passing of the human souls. There are angels that are healers. There are many, many different types of angelic energies. But all of them are dedicated to doing the work of God.
When were angels created?
They were created at the time of the formation of the universe, billions of years ago.
Okay. Were you the first archangel created by God?
No. There were several of us. In the beginning, all angels were created equally. Some of us were more successful in serving God. In the early days of the universe, there was much to do. there were so many different planets that had formed, and there were so many souls that had to be helped. As time went on, some of us were more successful in helping the souls on the planets than others, and God brought us forward and made us leaders of the other angels. It was almost like how the human soul wants to advance in the realms of heaven, so do angels want to advance in the realms as well.
Okay, how important are angels in the evolution of man?
Angels have been incredibly important in the evolution of man. Keep in mind that there are many, many other forms of intelligent life other than what you refer to as man. When man first walked the earth, he needed great guidance. It took angels and spirits to guide the early human forms. It took time for the angels and guides to teach man how to use fire, to cook, and to evolve into the form that you see humans today. Angels are still playing an incredibly important role. They are trying to intercede, and they are trying to lead humans towards the goal of coexistence and of getting along.
Okay, we have our first question from the chat room for you, Michael. Are new gods being made via raising energy vibrations even now?
There are gods being created. As energies serve and learn and have this and create great internal knowledge, they can be advanced and formed as gods. They will play minor roles. The god of our galaxy is a major god, and it would take millions of years for even minor gods to evolve to the positions of trust where they can control many, many cultures and civilizations.
Okay. What is your role in heaven?
I have many roles in heaven. Many people believe that archangels have a single role. That is not true. Mainly, I will try to act as a protector. When I see that individuals have problems, I will try to intercede to show them how to solve those problems. I also attempt to guide humans towards God's preachings. That is a basic role of all angels, be them the ordinary angel or the archangels. When humans or other soul forms are facing dangers, we will try to show them how to be protected from those dangers. For instance, today there is much evil in your world. There are countries that want to destroy each other. We try to lead countries to develop technologies that will protect them from the evil countries that are going to try to destroy. We have in the past guided countries. For instance, during your Second World War, we helped guide your scientists towards a weapon that would end the war. So there are many things that we do. My primary role is in protection, but I can also intercede in many different ways.
Okay. Do angels operate in a dimension that's not occupied by humans?
Humans cannot see the angelic dimension unless we want them to see us. When that happens, we will pass from this dimension into the dimensions that are seen by humans. There are many dimensions. Some would refer to the realms of heaven as different dimensions. Humans really have very, very little knowledge of what goes on around them. They live in this world basically of three dimensions and are not able to see the spirits that are around them, the angels, or in some instances, the evil forms that are around them.
Okay. Do you oversee guardian angels?
The term guardian angel can have many meanings. There are definitely angels that will intercede in times of trouble. But it is also possible that the souls of family members can intercede. Sometimes when you hear that voice in your head that says, don't do it, those are the souls of deceased family members of yours. It can also be the words of angels. We try to work together with the souls that pass and work towards allowing humans to advance and learn the lessons that are taught by our God.
Okay, we have another question from one of our listeners. How can humans communicate with alien beings?
It is easier for humans to communicate with the souls of deceased alien beings than it is for them to communicate with living alien beings. Aliens will control with whom they have conversations. There are types, such as Palladians, that are more easily convinced to communicate, but it is generally very difficult for humans to begin a communication with a live alien being.
Okay, thank you. You're depicted as a male. Is that correct?
That is the way that you humans have decided to depict my form. Angels really have no form. They have no sex. They can be basically any form that you would want them to be. When humans realized that angels existed, they began to give them names and they associated forms with those angels. When I show myself to individuals, I will try to assume the form that that individual wants me to assume. So yes, humans do basically depict me as a male because they have assumed that a male would be a better protector than a female form.
Yeah. How can humans know if you're present with them or present for them?
That can be very difficult. If you ask for me, I am usually there for you. I can be in many places at the same time, the same way that God can be in many places at the same time. Sometimes, if you are in a state of meditation when I come to you, you will be able to see my form. Sometimes I will try to leave a sign that I am with you. You may feel a warm energy. Maybe you will see a type of light. Or maybe you will just simply know in your heart that I am present. There are many that will never be able to realize that I am with them. But if you open your heart, and if you truly believe, you will know that I am with you.
Okay, back to the chat room. Could you describe the education system on the other side? Are angels teachers there at the schools?
There are no schools in heaven. What happens is, angels are assigned roles. If the angels can perform their assignments, and if the angels have been present on many, many different planets for learning, they will advance in heaven. The same is true for soul energies, except that soul energies have to be sent back to incarnate lives for the learning process. Angels can learn much in the dimensions on the other side, just the same as human souls can learn much in the three-dimensional world to which they are sent back.
Yeah. Hey, should humans ask for your energy to assist in healing?
They can do that. I will attempt to assist if what they are asking is not a part of their life plan. I can quite often help heal. Raphael generally deals mostly with the healing. People usually pray to me for protection, and quite often they will pray to Raphael for healing. But as I said earlier, we certainly overlap and try to assist each other.
Okay. Sometimes you're referred to as Saint Michael. How did you become a saint?
That was the product of the Catholic Church. As I've said many times, angels have never lived incarnate lives. But the Church thought so much of what they had been told about me, that they felt that being referred to as a saint was the way to give the highest praise. So sometimes they refer to me as saint, although I could never be a saint because I would assume that saints have to walk the earth.
Okay. Back to the chat room. You're considered the patron saint of police officers. Is protecting them one of your roles?
I do try to protect the peacemakers. They are incredibly important for the existence and advancement of you humans. Police are put in many difficult and dangerous situations. And I do assign angels to try to watch over them. There are times that the evil energy is so strong that we cannot protect them, but we do our best.
Okay, and we have yet another question from our chat room. Why do some people report having a near-death experience and say that they saw hell? Are they making that up?
No. Keep in mind that it is a near-death experience. They are seeing what they are expecting to see in many instances. If a person believes in hell, then as they approach the gates, I will refer to them as the gates of heaven, they will see things in the manner in which they believe they will see things. When they truly pass and enter into heaven, they will realize that there is no hell.
Okay, the name Michael means who is like God. Are you like God?
There is no energy that is like God. God has energies that are so incredible, they're indescribable. But I do have many energies that are similar to those of God. I can be in many places at the same time. I can help others. And if God has approved, I can do miracles and sometimes healings. So while my function is similar to the function of God, I am certainly nowhere near his energies.
The Gospels refer to you confronting Satan. Do you really confront Satan?
This is a difficult question to answer. Evil energies are everywhere. Satan is the personification of an evil energy. We attempt to confront evil energies wherever we can do it. Evil energies are very prominent in your world today. So we do try to confront those evil energies. And in that sense, I would say that we do confront Satan.
Okay, was Satan ever in heaven?
No. The concept of an evil angel being driven from heaven was a concept that was developed by humans. It was very difficult for the ancient humans to differentiate things other than what they could see and hear. There was never such a thing as an evil energy.
Okay. Can Satan ever be defeated?
Yes. In the context that Satan is evil energy, he can be defeated. There are many highly intelligent civilizations in the world in which evil has been defeated. Once individuals learn to coexist and love one another, you will be amazed at how the evil energy that was so predominant before humans reacted to the words of God, those evil energies will seem to disappear. And as those evil energies disappear, so will your concept of Satan disappear as well.
Okay, you're depicted as the warrior helping the children of Israel. How did you help those children?
Throughout time, we have attempted to help the children of Israel. When Moses led the people, the Israelites, to the Holy Land, angels played a large role in guiding him and giving him information that he needed to help the Israelis. Israel and the Jewish religion is one of the earliest religions to accept the fact of the one God. As soon as they accepted that concept, we did more and more to help them because they expected that type of help. Okay, let's take a small break here. We will be back in a short period, and we will have many, many more questions.
Thanks for listening to Channeling History. Don't go away. Channeling History will return right after these brief messages.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
From Haunted Road Media comes an exciting new novel by author Marla Brooks, Soul Connection, A Deadly Obsession. Two lost souls, ripped apart by murder in another century, find each other again in the present, only to discover that the murderer has followed them through time. Can their love save them, or will history repeat itself? Find out in this captivating new novel by Marla Brooks, Soul Connection, A Deadly Obsession. Available now on Amazon.com and at BarnesandNoble.com.
You've no doubt heard of Tango and Cash, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, perhaps It Takes Two to Tango. Well now, on the first and third Thursdays of each month, there's a show called Tango and Friends at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network with your host, Bruce Tango. And yes, there will be at least two to tango on each episode, sometimes even more. There's going to be lots of topics and lots of guests you'll all know and lots of surprises. Tango and Friends, every first and third Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. right here on the Para-X Radio Network. Have you ever wondered what Jesus and his followers would say if you could receive their messages today? In his new book, Spirits Speak, Channeling Jesus and the Holy Spirits, channeler and author Barry Strom answers those questions for you. Using his gift of spirit communication, he brings you messages from such holy spirits as Moses, John the Baptist, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, Jesus, and even Mother Teresa and the Reverend Billy Graham. They discuss topics that are important for contemporary life in these troubled times. Spirits Speak, Channeling Jesus and the Holy Spirits is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other booksellers. Signed copies are available on the author's website, spiritspredict.com. After reading this book, you will never again say, "What would Jesus say or do?" Welcome back to Channeling History. Now, here are your hosts, Barry and Connie Strom.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Connie, we got a bunch more questions. Let's do it.
That we do. Michael, is there any hope for the Jews and the Palestinians?
I would like to say that there's always hope, but the hatred and the evil energies are so deeply involved with these people that it's really hard to see any clear answer. As long as there are countries that do not accept the presence of the Jewish community, I fear that the animosities are going to continue.
Yeah. Do angels ever get involved in armed conflict?
Angels have tried to direct armies that were trying to protect the innocent and were trying to further the words of God. But angels have never taken a form and become involved in armed conflict. I know that there are places in the Gospels where they say that the angels have destroyed huge armies, but that, in fact, is not true.
Okay. How did you become an archangel?
What? I became an archangel by serving God in many, many different ways, on many different planets, and with many different civilizations. I have always been quite successful in the missions that God has given me. And through the millennium, he has learned that he can trust my judgment and that I will most often be able to succeed to his wishes.
Okay, what role do angels play with earthbound souls?
Well, angels can act as guardian angels. They can work with the guides to help direct the human soul. They can actually, at times, intervene where something is taking place that would alter the individual's life plan. There are many ways that angels can intervene. When humans pray to angels, they will attempt to answer those prayers. So angels play a very large role with the earthbound souls.
Okay. The Catholic Church believes that you help carry the souls of the deceased to heaven. Is that accurate?
No. I do not do that. These souls will naturally enter heaven upon passing, but they can be accompanied by angels, or they can be accompanied by deceased family members of that individual. Sometimes souls that have been sent back to serve God will be met by angels, and they will help to bring them into heaven. There are times that the souls cannot adapt or do not know how to enter, and then in those instances, angels such as Azrael will intervene and try to make the passing easier.
Okay. Your name appears in the writings of all of the great religions. How did that come about?
What you have to understand is that all of the great religions are gateways to heaven. All of the major religions have a basic concept of coexistence and love. As the early religions were forming, we tried to give them advice and to show the leaders how God wanted them to develop their faith. I helped protect all of the great leaders of the religions of the world. And as writings began to take place, they would refer to us, and they would mention our existence in all of the early writings.
Okay, we have another question from one of our listeners. How do I learn my life plan? I don't like mine right now. Will God let me change it?
First of all, you will never truly learn your life plan. Your guides know your life plan and your angels know it, and they will help direct you towards that life plan. A human soul has no concept of what that soul energy needs to advance when it returns to heaven. So it may well be that you do not like the suffering that you have selected when you were on the other side. But know this. If you are going to advance in the realms of heaven, you have predetermined lessons to learn.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Okay, Christians believe that you're a protector. From what can you protect humans?
I can often protect humans from evil energies. I can direct them in times of danger, and I can give them advice in how to protect themselves I can basically do it through messages. I can do it through actions. And I can have other angels and the guides help protect you as well.
Okay. Will humans ever achieve the age of harmony? I know other planets have.
If they don't, they will not be able to advance and join the other advanced cultures. Right now, humans have gone through great technological change, and it has influenced many to believe that God does not exist. They will only be able to achieve the age of harmony when they understand that only through following his messages of love and coexistence will humans be able to truly advance.
Yeah. Do you serve God on other planets at the same time you're serving him here?
Absolutely. I have a galactic energy very similar to that of God's, and our angels are on all of the other planets. There are other young planets such as Earth, and there are more angels and guides on those planets than are required on the more civilized or advanced cultures.
Okay. Do you work closely with any particular angels?
I work with Raphael, Azrael, many of the other archangels. As I said, our duties do overlap, and there are times that I have special abilities that can help the other angels.
Okay. Do you ever appear in a form other than that of an angel?
Angels can take human forms. Sometimes it is required, an angel will need to appear as a human form in order to truly deliver a message to an individual. When I can appear in people's dreams, for instance, I will appear in the form that those people expect to see me.
Okay, what role do you play in battling evil?
I try to advise people into what they should do when they are being approached by evil. Much of the decisions that people make are influenced by an evil presence. We can try to guide them into making the right decision. Sometimes people choose evil, and that is their decision as well.
Okay. The Muslims believe that you provide food and knowledge to man. Is that true?
Through the ages, we have led cultures such as the Israelites to food and water to help them exist. It is more prominent that we provide knowledge to man. That is one of our true roles, and we do it as much as possible.
Okay. Did you ever instruct Muhammad?
Yes. I came to Muhammad and tried to give him instructions. He was a very strong leader and did much to form the Islam religion. Muhammad tried to teach peace, but he was also a warrior. But I did attempt in many times to assist Muhammad.
Okay. John speaks of you in the book of Revelations. Did you ever appear to John?
No. I never appeared to John that wrote the book of Revelations.
Who was that John?
That was John of Patmos, and when he wrote Revelations, he was not writing the words of God. He was writing words of Satan that brought fear to many of the Christians, and Revelation still brings fear to many Christians.
Yes, it does. So you would basically say that that is not an accurate book.
Absolutely not. Okay. There will never be an end of days by God. God created humans to evolve and to learn and to become an advanced culture. God would never end the evolution of humans. Humans may choose to end the evolution through their weapons of mass destruction, but that would certainly never be an act of God.
Yes, God has told us that himself. Why were you picked to be mentioned in the book of Revelations?
I was picked because the evil energies that were affecting John wanted to also affect my work as an angel and servant of God. At the time that the book was written, the ancients were speaking my name as an angel, and it was convenient for him to use it.
Yeah. Okay, back to our chat room. In heaven, can you visit worlds other than in other galaxies? How many other galaxies are there?
You will basically be limited to travel among your galaxy, which is controlled by our God. It is possible at times to travel outside, but that is a rare exception.
Yeah. Okay, another question is there trouble quietly coming from the Middle East?
The Middle East is creating great problems. There is much evil in the Middle East, and many of the leaders have absolutely no intention to coexist, especially with members of the Jewish faith. That evil is going to continue for quite some time.
Okay. And yet another question from a listener. Could our life plan include asking for help from you and other archangels, then subsequently getting that help?
Absolutely. We want you to ask for that help. We are here to try to guide you, and we will especially try to lead you down the path of your life plan. When your life plan was laid out, much thought went into it, and it provides what you must do in order to advance in heaven.
Okay. Did you play a role in the selection of the Gospels?
Yes. I was trying to guide Constantine. As you know, he was the first Christian ruler of Rome. He tried to bring together Gospels that would give individuals guidance into the teachings of Jesus. Many of the Gospels, by the time Constantine tried to organize them, had been changed, and wording was not as accurate as it should have been, but I tried to guide him towards the Gospels. They were closest to the words of our Lord. I also tried to guide him in time of battle because it was very important that his army would win so that he could try to protect the Christians of those ages.
Okay. When should humans pray to you?
They can pray to me anytime, but they can especially pray to me when they think they need guidance as to something that is altering their lives. If they're in contact with an evil energy or person and they feel they need guidance, they can pray to me.
Okay, what is your opinion on the state of human evolution?
God has seen fit to give humans advanced technologies. This is going to be a time where, shall we say, humans will make or break it. If they learn to use these technologies to get along and to follow the words of God, then human evolution will continue and they will be able to take their place among the advanced cultures. If they fail, and if they follow the evil that is trying to lead them astray at this time, then human evolution will fail. Many cultures and civilizations have failed in the past because they truly did not follow the words of God.
Yeah. Does the Antichrist currently walk the earth?
The Antichrist is a term that can be applied to anyone that is strongly opposing the words of God. There are many currently walking the earth that are in direct opposition to the words of God. There are many very rich people that are searching for power, and they are trying to lead humans away from the teachings of our Lord. In that sense, there are many out there today that can be considered antichrist.
Well put. Okay, all of your images depict you as an armed warrior. Is that how you appear?
I can appear like that if that is how you think that I should. But I can take many forms. I can be male, female. I could be a homeless person on a street corner. That is one thing that angels can do, and that is to transform their appearance. How we appear depends much on how you expect us to appear.
Okay. What is your rank among the archangels?
Archangels don't have any truly given rank. I am among the most trusted angels, and I am among those closest to God. But there are other wonderful angels as well. You have had some of them on the radio show, and I know you're planning to have more.
Okay, one last question from our listeners. Which gospel is the most accurate and truthful?
That is a difficult question. There is accuracy in the Psalms. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are pretty much in agreement on the facts, but some of those facts have been distorted through the years. If you want the truth, simply listen to the messages that God has given you through Barry.
Okay. Do you have a final message for us, Michael?
Yes. Once again, thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. Humans are at a very difficult phase in their evolution. There is much evil around them, and there are many people and individuals that are attempting to lead humans away from the teachings of God. If those individuals are successful, human evolution will fail. Keep in mind that all of the great civilizations have failed in the past. That is because individuals have sought power, wealth, and did not follow the tenets of coexistence and love as God has taught them. You need to understand that life plans are created to allow humans to evolve and to learn the lessons that they need to learn. Angels, spirit guides, we are all here to help. But if you decide that you are not going to follow the teachings of God, the teachings that tell you to love one another, the ones that teach you to control anger, the ones that teach you to help others, and if you decide that you want to pursue power and wealth and do harm to other individuals, then human evolution is in dire straits. It is very possible that humans can actually disappear from the face of this world. You have to take care of your planet. You have to protect Mother Nature. You have to do things that will make life easier for everyone. Love, coexist with others, control anger, control hatred, and follow the words of God, and all will be well. So with these words, I'm going to leave you. I hope that I have been able to give you helpful advice, and I hope that I have helped you to understand that angels truly do exist, and that we are here to help. So goodbye, pray to us, and we will speak again.
Thank you, Michael, for that very, very educational.
Don't speak at all.
I'm losing. It's a very educational evening. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm a senior citizen.
I'll tell you. Okay, guys. Next week is going to be another very interesting show. We're going to be channeling with the spirit that was Alexander the Great. He was the 3rd century BC individual that conquered most of the known world for the Greek kingdom of Macedon. It will be very, very interesting to understand what he accomplished and even how he died. You can submit questions or recommendations for future shows in advance through our email, channelinghistoryonparax@gmail.com. My new book, Spirit Speak, Channeling Jesus and the Holy Spirit, has chapters devoted to Mary and Jesus and brings you contemporary messages for current times. The book's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and it is also available on Kindle. So I hope that you enjoyed tonight's show. I thought it was very interesting, and Michael gave us some great information. So please join us on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Para-X Radio Network.
Good night. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Channeling History. Tune in again next week for another electrifying episode, as we never know who will make an appearance or who will come through the portal. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without explicit permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2020. Our story begins by Kevin MacLeod, licensed through Incompetech.com.